The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Streaming is there too, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Download the podcast. If your listening patterns are different, you're not in the car.
And get your Dr. Mina questions in now.
Yeah, she's going to phone. Also, Jim Florentine's going to phone the program a little later on. It's Thursday, in case you're wondering. Get up and take on the day.
Seize the day.
Yeah, we ain't locked down. We're better than that.
Grab the day by the back of the neck, shake it around, and make it yours.
Or sit on the couch and relax and watch some TV.
Or get an edible.
Or don't drink till 5 hours later if your wife's in the house. There was a video. There was a video of a guy. That I shared, Rex Chapman shared it maybe a month ago, right when this shutdown was happening. It might not have nothing to do with the shutdown either, just a guy hiding alcohol from his wife. But there was a house next to another house, and the guy had a video camera of a guy coming out the side of his house, an older dude, probably 65, 70. He comes walking around the side of his house and opens up like a trash can and reaches in, grabs a bottle, and takes a big swig about it, sticks it back in there, and walks back. And it's daylight.
Nah.
So, you know, he's day drinking, hiding it from the wife, you know.
She don't know.
She don't know.
Well,
exactly.
I've known people that have done that.
Yeah.
You know, had bottles stashed around the house in different places.
That's completely alcoholic, though, usually, isn't it? Or just people that are hiding from their wives.
Yeah.
That's people whose wives think they're alcoholic. Right. There you go.
Or
that's
they are
out.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Or don't want
they might
you to be.
Or they might be. It's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, I don't have to hide any vices. My wife's pretty tolerant. Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, if you quit the ones you got to hide, you don't have to hide them anymore.
I pretty much have.
What are you writing down, Craig?
Scorpions.
Okay.
So I guess I don't really need to write it down, do I?
No.
I got to go find it now.
Well, we can wait until later.
Yeah.
Sometimes on the show here, we like to mic up the huddle.
it is behind the scenes, man.
Yeah, but it does kind of tip the play a little bit.
Yeah, well.
Spoils the surprise.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at reading upside down, though, with Craig.
Yeah, I was writing fairly slowly on that one. I think that was my fault.
You're right. Okay.
I didn't call the play quickly enough.
It's ready to go.
It was on this date in 1998. That's not true. It was on this date in 1988. That's true.
Right.
On this date in 1988, the Scorpions became the first hard rock act to perform in the Soviet Union.
That was that live version of Wind of Change, right?
It was
played every 2 seconds. Yeah, that's where they recorded that.
I think you're right.
And it was just annoying as hell and sucked.
They played 10 shows in Leningrad and Moscow.
I like the Scorpions. That song was just too crazy at the time.
Yeah.
Plus, it was mellow crap. I wanted to hear this or the Zoo. Blackout! Jim sucks. Play Blackout. I still think that the Scorpions look at somebody accountant for the Scorpions goes, man, our hits are up again in the Midwest. What's up? It's just random. It's just random. We get these big hits mainly for the Blackout. Somebody downloaded Blackout 100 times today. Ever see these guys live? I saw them live in the heyday. I saw them right there. I saw them that summer, actually.
Oh, wow.
I saw him the summer of 88.
In a festival.
I really
Big stadium show.
Kingdom Come.
Wow.
Metallica. Scorpions. Oh, nope. Excuse me. I forgot. Kingdom Come. Metallica. Scorpions. Van Halen.
Mm.
And that was Hagar, too, by the way. So, yeah. Kingdom Come, who was hot, and they were the Zeppelin cover band. They were the Greta Van Fleet of their day. They really were. And, of course, they got more abuse because they were close to when Zeppelin was still around. Kingdom Come, Metallica was obviously a brand new band. Well, they were not new, but they were far from headliners.
88 and Justice.
Yeah, they were far from headliners.
Probably the last time they didn't headline.
Yep. Yeah. And Scorpions and then Van Halen. Yeah, great show. RFK in Philadelphia. Excuse me, in RFK in D.C.
D.C.
In D.C., yeah. Good show. One of my favorite concerts ever. Nice buzz. I hosted a radio station trip down there because I was like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody hooked me up in something.
Mm-hmm.
I had a new girl I liked, you know, knew her in a relationship. So
right.
No hassle with the concert at all.
You know, nice.
Kissing up on that.
Yeah.
Sun was blaring.
You weren't worried about getting a call from somebody else?
No, not at all. I was the only dating her.
There you go. And you didn't have a cell phone.
I didn't have a cell phone anyway, so I was safe.
And she didn't disapprove of any of the substances you consumed? That's important.
She liked the she put her face in the cassette case too.
Oh,
a couple
she did.
Times.
Okay.
Listen, we all got to remember the old days because nobody's doing anything now. If your old days are 5 years ago, you know, remember those.
There's that.
We ain't going outside anytime soon.
Oh yeah, I think.
And we're not going to any concerts for sure. Yeah.
Craig could just do this day in history all day one day, and I think people would appreciate that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Remember that?
That's why.
Remember?
Yeah.
This is our Chris Farley Remembrance Day.
Remember? I remember that.
Remember when you did that?
Yeah.
Remember when that made the news?
Yeah.
Remember when other people were doing stuff?
Yeah.
Because we talk about the present or the future, it just turns into a bummer eventually.
Yep. Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Try not.
See,
to.
I am hopeful. I remain hopeful.
Yep.
Are you?
Yes.
Good for you, Craig.
Now,
our job is to keep people a little bit hopeful.
I get over these things.
Which is really funny.
But for the time being, I remain hopeful.
All right.
I remain optimistic.
I'm going to try to stay with your mindset. Because the alternative is I can't live there. I can't live
no,
there.
No. Well, it turns out social distancing and isolation makes people lonelier. Imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
being
yeah,
away
yeah.
from people makes people lonely.
Really?
Yeah, new survey. From the University of Phoenix found that 4 in 10 Americans feel more loneliness now than they did before they started getting away from people.
Is this from the well, duh?
It's from the University of Phoenix,
okay.
If that helps. Almost 20% said that if this goes on, it's going to lead to major mental health issues.
Well, I feel bad for people that don't have anybody in the house. Totally.
Yeah, that would suck.
I mean, I really do go home to the family, and we can keep each other busy and... But you're right. There's so many people that are not with family.
So many people are sitting there being lonely. Then they start worrying about other things.
Right.
They worry about their loved ones. They worry about financial insecurity.
Right.
And they're alone.
Right. Well, I thought about that with my dad. I don't see my dad at months at a time anyway. Now, we talk all the time, and he's listening right now, I'm sure. But it's so weird because I go from, like, about this time of year. He'll come out usually around the College World Series a lot, but that's not going to happen, obviously. And so there are periods of time, like last summer, I would go 4 or 5 months without seeing him in person. The problem is now I know I can't see him. Even though I wouldn't see him, I can't see him.
Yeah, that you don't have the option.
Right, and the option is bumps me out. And that, you know, but there are people, you know, 2 miles apart that aren't seeing people, which I'm fine with that.
Well, like I say, I'm an hour from my parents. I haven't seen them since Christmas.
Are they isolating just those two, or
yeah.
Are they actually going about their lives?
No.
Okay, it's a small town anyway. Right?
Yeah, and right. They live at the end of a dead end anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So they're in the perfect
yeah.
spot.
All right.
But no, I mean, we usually see each other about every month.
So you don't want to bring your stuff to them, technically. They'd be
no,
safe for you.
No.
They'd be safe for you, but you can't bring your
no,
stuff
I don't
to them.
Want,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Uh-uh. Because they're both in yeah, yeah. what would be considered high-risk categories.
We haven't seen your mom in months either. How about it, Craig?
No.
Well, I appreciate you being
social
respectful.
Social distance.
Well, I mean, there's the video calls.
And your dad's there, so that's why we got to avoid it.
This one came in late yesterday afternoon, and this is why we have to
video calls.
This is why we have to
me
be
and
positive.
Greg shirtless looking at her. Yeah.
Brian sent this email. There's no doubt you guys are essential persons in this time. Thank you for doing what you do every day. I'm currently unemployed. My girlfriend just dumped me.
Yeah, I emailed that.
And we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, I want to play some for him, too, because he actually, I emailed that guy back.
They're not living together, are they?
No. No, I don't think so.
Doesn't sound like it.
He's by himself and unemployed, and I'm going to get one of Craig's. He wanted Craig to say this.
Here in the show.
Hang on here. Now I'll have to get it.
Makes me feel better.
Yeah. Oh, no, we get a lot of those emails, and we appreciate those. We really do.
Loved John Paul Morgan yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a shout-out from Craig.
Yep. Here it is.
Because he's from...
Hang on here.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the hut.
And he spelled it hut with the dashes and everything.
I think everything's sucky. Just think about Brian for a second.
Yes.
Unemployed and dumped in the middle of a pandemic.
I wanted to get the details with the guy because all I said was, man, sorry, things are going to get better, and thanks for listening. But I said, did she dump you because you're unemployed?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because that's a pretty heartless bitch.
The sequence.
Because 20% of the population is going to be unemployed here in a little bit.
And then...
That's not a feel-good story.
Everybody's going to love socialism.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the...
Because the cattle farmers, fearing they're going to get hit, they want checks now.
Yeah.
This pork plant up in Sioux Falls has affected that industry.
It sounds like the South Dakota governor is like a Michelle Bachmann. She's a nut job.
Yeah.
She's a total Trumper, doesn't care about people's lives, you know.
No, more worried about serving the master.
Right.
It sounds like.
Yeah, that pork plant explosion, great band name.
That is. Pork plant explosion.
They opened up. They were before Kingdom Come. That I forgot about them.
That has sent
they were a side stage.
Bigger ripple than I thought through the pig industry.
Yeah.
But apparently that's a big plant.
It rippled through the pig industry. I just love saying that, man.
And they shut down one or two others of those as well.
Yeah. The Smithfield?
Yeah.
Is that the name?
You know what the pork plant should do? Just donate a lot to the governor, and then it'll be able to stay open. I've heard that happens sometimes in certain states.
Hmm.
They donate a lot, and the governor lets you to open back up. It's a weird thing that happens in certain states.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's where a lot of governors place money over lives.
The greatest generations are going to die, and they don't care.
Yeah, the CDC response team headed to that Smithfield Foods plant in Sioux Falls. Currently the biggest known single source of coronavirus cases in the country.
Rippling through the pig industry.
More than 500 employees testing positive for the virus, along with more than 120 other people who came in contact with an employee.
And I guarantee you Sioux Falls, South Dakota said, oh, it could never happen here.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
No, it can happen anywhere.
Yeah, she's a nut job. I read more about her.
Yeah.
And she's got those crazy Michelle Bachmann eyes, too.
Yeah, she's cut out
Michelle
of that
Bachmann eyes, another great song.
Nikki Haley, Michelle Bachmann, the cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Same cookie cutter produced all those female politicians.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the Bob brunettes with the crazy eyes. Yeah. Yep. She's got all the what's her face let her hair grow gray. That Joni Ernst, she went gray, but she did. She's a nut job.
Was Sarah Palin kind of the godmother?
I think she was. I think she's the patron saint of those crazy bitches.
You might be right.
Yeah,
she might be the original.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the godfather.
Yeah, because the previous generation of female politicians were a little more matronly.
Right.
Low bar.
Well, right wing politicians. These people are. There are some liberal politicians, but they're usually black or Puerto Rican.
Or older.
Mm-hmm. Rippling through the pig industry.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ford Motor Company testing out wristbands that buzz if the wearers get within 6 feet of each other. A dozen workers at a factory in Plymouth, Michigan, trying out the devices to help them adhere to guidelines.
There's a movie out there, I mentioned this before, it's a sci-fi movie from years ago, where the guys got collars on, and if they run away from each other, their heads blow up.
Is that Logan's Run?
They were prison. No, it's not Logan's Run. Logan's Run,
What's the other one?
They shot him in the air, and they killed him. We'll get an email about this, I'm sure, in a little bit. But that's what they should do. You get too close to each other, your head just blows up.
At the very least, maybe an electroshock from
I'm thinking of the bracelet. Where you had to stay with your partner.
That was
if you got too far separated.
That was it. That's
your,
your head exploded, right?
Right, your head would explode.
The other way around.
Because you, you had the exploding necklace on.
Right, exactly.
The exploding choker.
Right.
Yeah, you had to stay.
Yeah, that's when you had to. But it
within 10 feet or whatever.
They were talking. I saw a story the other night about the apps. About the, they wanted, and these apps are not new, but they're trying to develop them now that if you download the app, now I know that so many people are freaked out about Big Brother. But, you know, Big Brother's here. But the app would be to protect you if you're with somebody for longer than so many seconds and you both have the app downloaded and they you can find out if you're with around anybody that was positive, that's COVID positive. Yeah. And I know that the people watching that, were, you know, the freaks are just going, oh, I ain't never going to do that. Well, we might have to do that.
They're already tracking you.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
If you get on Google and check the traffic for the area, the reason they're able to produce that information is not because Google has a helicopter in the air checking on traffic or everything. They're pinging everybody's phone, and that's how they can tell. People are, you know, so my son and I were having this discussion because he's a tech head. He said, you know, I don't mind. Go ahead and take my information if you can, you know, other people can use it.
Yeah, if I can go to a bar, take my information.
And go ahead and track me and track other people and tell me if I've come in contact with anybody who has the virus. I'm all right with that.
Somebody was freaking out, too, about...
And track my car and track everybody else's car, and then you can tell me where the slowdowns are. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I don't really care about that either. Because it is the future, if we all want to stay healthy.
Yeah, because I get a report from Google of where I've gone once
go,
a month.
You go, I forgot about that. There was
you know what? This month, it really isn't going to change much. I'm just not going to the store or the yoga studio anymore. It doesn't track my movement into the basement because it's the same area. But it should. It should get a little more specific.
There was somebody on Facebook already bitching that he doesn't want to have to carry anything that says he had a vaccination. Well, then you're not going to, they're going to keep you in a locked room then.
That's going to be a bone of contention.
What's the damn... A vaccination keeps you alive and keeps other people alive. That's why we get flu shots. I ain't never getting a flu shot. Well, then you die. And when, like, I'm stay positive because Craig's positive Craig now. When they come up with a vaccine, hopefully sooner rather than later, they're going to make you get it. And they should. If you want to work. That's what they're saying. If you want to work.
All right, 1991, Rutger Hauer and Mimi Rogers wedlock.
That's it. It's got to be that. I know it's Rutger Hauer, I'm pretty sure. Say collars around their neck.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mimi Rogers was married to Tom Cruise back in the day. She was a hot piece, man. She loves hearing that, too.
She might have
Or a person.
No, piece. She's a hot piece of ass. She's no piece of ass.
She's got a little file on in Mr. Skin.
She's naked. Yeah, she's naked.
Yeah, you got 100 yards from your partner.
Yeah.
Then your head explodes.
Right,
okay.
Right,
That's good for distancing. 25 states now, schools are staying closed.
Who's open?
Where are they open?
The other 25. Well, it's not that they're open.
Oh, they're
Just not closed for the year.
Yeah, they haven't said that. To me, which should be just a given. It's Florida guys saying we're going to go back to school eventually.
Officially, they've suspended operations. Right. They haven't
so
canceled
far.
It.
Positive, Craig. Positive.
Nobody's
Craig.
Going to school. They just haven't canceled the rest of the year.
Let's get positive.
So far.
Let's get positive.
Yeah, you know, I have taken Todd's lead on this one.
Staying positive. Be positive?
Be positive.
Like his blood type, right?
Yeah. So I have taken his lead on this one.
Todd bums me out even, and I'm a doom and gloom guy too about this. I really am, but I'm trying to stay positive.
be positive. In one country in the world that refused to go into hard lockdowns to contain the spread, they are getting new deaths.
Sweden.
This is Sweden.
Yeah.
Reporting 170 more deaths, a new daily high.
They were the test case.
Instead of lockdowns, they urged people to do social distancing at the jobs and in public and limit gatherings to no more than 50 people.
50?
Nearly 12,000 are infected there now. The numbers are more than double any of its neighboring countries of Finland, Norway, and Denmark.
Yeah, they had kind of a laissez-faire attitude.
Yeah.
And everybody was touting them as a great example until now.
Until we got
some results.
Until the results kicked in, right?
You and your big French words.
Yeah.
Laissez-faire.
Oh, I thought you meant results.
I read that one yesterday.
We don't know anything about it.
Specifically about this situation.
No, yeah, they decided to do the other way around, and they said this 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we're going to see if this works. Well, it doesn't work.
Well, I think they had that whole herd immunity thing in mind, and there's really no science behind that.
No, but, you know, listen to your favorite.
Because we don't know if you can build up immunity to this virus or not.
No, they don't.
Although Dean on Facebook probably knows.
Probably. So a lot of celebrities are getting together, including an online poker thing to raise money for to help people out. And one of the people who has decided to raise money is Ozzy. And he's going to be giving money to Parkinson's disease, which I am amused by.
Yeah, because
it's fine.
It is.
I have no issue with Parkinson's disease.
We're more important.
But everybody and their brother right now is giving money to
More pressing issues.
The virus.
Right.
Ozzy is giving money to Parkinson's disease. He's got some leftover merchandise.
Well, maybe nobody told him.
Because he canceled the tour. Well, that's why they canceled the tour. And so he says now he's got some tour merchandise on sale. The last bits of remaining stock are available. And since it's Parkinson's Awareness Month, 10% of the sales are going to go to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research.
A nice cause, but you're
right. Very nice cause.
Weird. I'm doing something completely different. Yeah.
It's still a fine cause.
It's a fine cause. And I imagine that all these other places are not getting the money that many people normally get.
Yeah, you're right. You're probably right there.
A lot of that's been rerouted, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Stay away from each other.
Stay away from me.
Yeah.
Well, I've never really had to ask anybody to do that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.